AP News, I'm Mike Hempen.
This is the sound of one voice.
President-elect Trump's swearing-in ceremony is beginning in the Capitol Rotunda. It was moved indoors due to the intense cold. He's being sworn in as the 47th U.S. president, taking charge as Republicans claim unified control of Washington and set out to reshape the country's institutions. Trump is expected to sign a series of executive orders shortly after being sworn in. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on last-minute pardons in the Biden administration.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and General Mark Milley are among those getting last-minute pardons from President Biden. Biden says the people he's pardoning did nothing wrong, but is guarding against potential retribution by the Trump administration. Fauci says he appreciates the pardon, but made clear he committed no crime. He and Trump clashed at times during the pandemic.
People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots.
Milley was chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and has called Donald Trump a fascist.
We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. We don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator.
Also pardoned, members of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Trump told NBC last month.
Cheney was behind it, and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee. For what they did.
Yeah.
Honestly, they should go to jail.
Trump told NBC the pardons are disgraceful. Ed Donahue, Washington.
One of the Israeli hostages freed on the first day of the Gaza ceasefire says she has returned to life. Emily Damari, who's 28, was one of three hostages freed Sunday after spending 471 days in captivity. Officials at a hospital that received them say their condition is stable. Her mother says she's doing much better than anyone could have expected. This is AP News. Fire ravaged Southern California braces for gusty winds and a heightened wildfire risk.
The gusty Santa Ana winds return to the Los Angeles area through Tuesday, bringing fears of new fires, says National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California.
We have a red flag warning with particularly dangerous conditions.
He notes the triple threat of low humidity, dry fuels, and those high winds.
55 to 65 and even 70 to 90 mile per hour winds in the mountains will be there just to cause fire behavior for any new fire starts to be extreme.
But he says there is some good news. Rain is forecast this weekend. Meanwhile, the Eaton fire is 87% contained and the Palisades 59%, according to Cal Fire. Evacuation orders remain in effect, and officials warn that other residents need to be ready to go if new fires start. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.